Chop line, when joined here today by Michael Rowetter of the Carroll Tigers. He's going to be headed to Buena Vista to continue his football career as well as education. Michael, appreciate you joining us. How you doing today?
Good. Just enjoying the nice weather outside today and just glad I can get on the phone with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You got track season going on right now. We're going to be heading up to BV to play some football. You told me here just a moment ago that you made the decision just a little over a month ago. How much weight did that take off of your shoulders to kind of have the recruiting process done and know where you were going?
Oh, it was pretty great not having to text coaches every day trying to figure out where I wanted to go still and just. Yeah, it was a huge weight lifted off, and I knew I could make my commitment to one place, and I knew that they were the place that wanted me the most, and it just felt a good connection with those people there.
Does it feel kind of stressful after a while? I'm sure when it first starts, it's pretty cool that you got coaches reaching out to you, but you know, does it get kind of busy sometimes when you got several coaches texting you pretty much every day or all the time?
Yeah, absolutely. Central, like Dakota Wesleyan, BV were like probably the main three that would contact me pretty frequently. So yeah, I got pretty busy sometimes getting back to all those coaches, making sure I was respectful of them and letting them know where I was at in my recruiting process and letting them know what I was looking for in a team and the school.
It sounds like this recruiting process took about a year and a half or so. You said about halfway through your junior year, you kind of started had coaches reach out to you. Who were kind of the early coaches that started talking to you?
Yeah, BV and Central were the main two at the start, and then Dakota Wesleyan came in about probably this summer a little bit. I went to camp over in Wayne State, and that's when their coach came up and talked to me for the first time.
What was that conversation like?
Nothing too crazy. He just showed me like what to improve on my drill, on this drill that we were doing. And then, yeah, he's just saying that he wanted me to come up for a visit sometime this fall.
Were you able to make it up there?
No, I didn't go up to Dakota Wesleyan. It was a little far of a drive. I didn't know how truly I was considering them, so figured I'd stick to the ones I knew.
You're able to play on both sides of the ball at Carroll High. What's the focus for you in college? And were both, Central and BV kind of talking to you about the same position?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were talking about the same position. I'm going to stay on the defensive side of the ball. Play like a nickelback safety kind of position on defense. And I think I'm assuming Central didn't really tell me what they were planning on me playing, but I was assuming defense. And then BV said nickelback or safety is what I'm going to play this fall.
That'll be a little bit of a transition for you. What are you looking forward to with that?
Yeah, just learning all the new coverages and learning how to play defensive back for the first time and plenty of years, so it'll be an interesting adjustment, but sure, I'll figure it out.
Absolutely. You got a football mind, of course, but for you, playing nickel and D-back, in college, what are you most looking forward to with that, and what do you think your strengths will be early on?
I think some strengths I'll have is just being able to come down the field and make tackles, especially when the runner gets outside. I think that's a strength coming from linebacker, getting moved back. You can pretty much know if you could make decisions at linebacker a lot quicker, then I think back at safety, you'll have a pretty easy time doing that. But the level of play will get a lot faster too, so it'll just be an adjustment overall.
Do you feel like you're in pretty good shape coverage-wise then that you'll be able to cover if you have to?
Yeah, coverage will probably be the hardest part for me to pick up, but I think it wasn't too bad last year, and I think I can definitely improve on that this summer and this spring, so it should be all right come fall.
Did you always want to play defense, or was there ever a time where you thought, maybe I could try and play offense in college?
Maybe early on, like my freshman and sophomore years, and I was still thinking about it. I probably liked offense a little bit more, but as I grew, defense is just kind of where I always was, and I just like hitting people, so I just figured out defense is where I wanted to be.
How quickly did you realize, was it your freshman or sophomore year, or when did you start to go, you know, I want to play at the next level?
Probably after my junior year, after making playoffs for the first time, that felt good. I'm like, I like this feeling of being a part of a team and winning, so I think I probably want to pursue this as a thing in college.
You had been over to Central for their camps, you know, with the team, so you knew that camp as well. But how different was it when you went on your visit there, you know, as somebody being recruited?
It's not that not as different. It's just an experience wise, like the coaches just they're obviously trying to get you to go there, so
Did you learn anything different about, you know, Central when you were there for your visit that you didn't already know, having been over there for the camps?
not really, no. I just it's pretty much it was the same experience pretty much. I didn't
Okay.
really learn too much.
How different was that then when you took your trips to BV? You probably were somewhat familiar, I'm sure, with BV and that campus. We're not that far away. Your family has some history there, but was it much different when you started to go to, you know, the trips to BV and what you learned there?
Yeah, it's a little different. I went on like an actual game day visit up to BV, so that was nice to see them play and just see what the game day atmosphere was like. And then I went back up and got to see some people in like the education department, which is what I'm gonna pursue. And then so that was good to talk to people that I'm gonna see every day coming in the fall. So.
What was your favorite parts of the trip up there with the campus? Not just the game itself, but you know, what you saw with the campus.
Probably how nice the actual campus is. They have like a whole underground system that's like brand new, and then they got some sweet apartment things that are brand new also. So that's something I can look forward to as I get older.
Do you know where you're staying yet, and do you have roommates picked out? Are they more football players?
I don't, yeah, I think I still have to pick one out yet. I got my house, I don't know what building I'm in. I got the housing thing filled out, but I
Okay.
still have to pick a roommate, I think. I still am figuring that out, but I'm assuming it's going to be a fellow football player.
Okay. So for you, when you went, what was the kind of the deciding factor that said BV's where I want to be?
Just like the atmosphere around the players and coaches, like I wanted it to be similar to what I had in Carroll and like the bond I had with my teammates here. And I felt like BV had that same kind of bond that we have here in Carroll.
How many guys on the team right now do you know?
Probably three or four, I would say, that I've met, because I got Carter, and then there's a guy from Sheldon, South O'Brien, that I talked to at District Wrestling last year. That it's actually Carter's roommate, I believe. So those are like the main two, and I talked to one other. I didn't think I'd catch his name at our game day visit, but.
Did you guys kind of start to chat about coming together and doing something special there, or what were those conversations like?
Yeah, I just talked to Carter about what it's like, and he said that he had no complaints about it. He liked it there. And I talked to the coaches, and they told me what they thought the atmosphere was like from a coach's and a player's side. And it was everything that I thought I wanted to be a part of. So that's what really brought me there.
What was the reaction like with their staff when you told them that you were coming?
He's pretty excited. He said some words. I won't say I'm on the interview, but he was excited. I'll leave it at that.
You mentioned education is what you want to do for the future. That's very much kind of a family thing for you guys. You know, what do you know where you want to be and what you want to do with that degree right now?
Yeah, I'm want to do some type of elementary like physical education, like some lower like probably 5th grade and younger. But I'll get my degree in elementary ed and then do an endorsement in physical education. That way I can just fall back if I need to go in a classroom because they don't have a physical education job available, then I can go in the classroom as needed.
What is it with working with younger kids that makes you kind of excited to go that direction?
I think just having so many younger siblings, I think, is what really like showed me that this is something I want to do for my job. And I enjoy hanging out with my little brother and sister and doing things with them. And I think that I can do that full time.
Michael, for you, does it matter where you end up afterwards? Do you want to come back this way or wherever the job takes you, you're good with going?
Yeah, I'm pretty much wherever the job takes me. I wouldn't mind coming back here, but like I'm not against coming back here, but I wouldn't mind going somewhere else also. It's pretty much wherever it takes me.
Is there any coaching in your future with that PE endorsement? Is there any coaching in your future?
Yeah, probably. I think I'll probably do a coaching class on the side, I'm guessing, to get my coaching degree also, so.
I'm sure football would be one you would coach. What would be the other sports you think you'd enjoy, being on a staff and helping to coach?
Football and probably know a little bit more about wrestling than track, so probably wrestling is probably what I would show my next interest in.
Well, I tell you what, Michael, it's been a lot of fun watching you over the years, getting a chance to get to know you. Congratulations on getting the decision done. I think BV's going to get a terrific young man. So appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on making the decision, and best of luck at BV.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet. Michael Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, he is headed to Buena Vista to continue his football career as well as his education.